Cornucopia Radio presents.
Hello, and welcome to A Little Bit Racy, the improvisation comedy panel show that you just couldn't make up. I'm your host, James Cottle, and to the girl I kissed last night, thanks, Mum. In the show, panelists race against a time limit of just 3 minutes to improvise their way to a destination. They begin from different starting points and use an assortment of randomly assigned objects, companions, and modes of transport, but they must keep all of them with them when they travel. They also have to overcome another panelist, who will improvise obstacles to try and stop them. So, joining me today are four comedians hoping to start the year with a meaningless panel show win. Please welcome David Wiley, Pip Mason, Tamar Broadbent, and Tom Harrison. So, let's move on to the challenge in round one. Barack Obama's New Year's party got a little out of hand. Dav Cam and the lads went for a cheeky Nando's and left chicken bones on the president's bed. The Oval Office is now an isosceles triangle, and Vladimir Putin has projectile vomited over a bust of George Washington. Most worrying, though, is the disappearance of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Your only clue? A selfie on her Facebook profile taken in front of the Taj Mahal. Fortunately, top CIA analysts have studied the source code and deduced that the photo likely originated in India. You must go there and track her down. So, attempting the challenge first will be Wiley. Let's find out what you have tonight. Your object is a tray of fortune cookies.
Lovely.
Your companion is a Buckingham Palace guard.
Lovely.
Your mode of transport is a Catherine wheel.
Lovely.
And your starting point is singing Auld Lang Syne with a cast of Downton Abbey in Boys, Idaho. Lovely. Right. Best of luck to you, Wiley. You have 3 minutes. And best of luck to you, Pip, trying to stop him by throwing whatever obstacles you can in his way. Wiley, your time starts now.
I quickly realised that old acquaintances should be forgotten, and I ditched the cast of Downton Abbey. Running away into the rest of Idaho. That's quite a small country, I think.
Idaho's one of the biggest states, but it's a funny shape.
That's brilliant. Fantastic. Okay. So I'm carrying my Catherine wheel for now because I'm trying to work out how to turn that into a mode of transport that isn't just going to fall over immediately. It's quite a two-dimensional thing. Obviously, I don't want to light it immediately and then I got to find some way of powering it later. So instead, the Buckingham Palace Guard is marching alongside me. And
Are you sure you can keep up with the march of a palace guard?
Yes.
They have quite the step on them.
Yeah, and so do I. Have you not seen me marching?
He's power walking, I've seen him actually.
I power walk to work every morning. It's very painful. So we end up marching towards the... I'm going to go through Japan, I think. I'm going to head to the west coast of America.
Good idea, it's close.
Is it close? I don't know all 50 states. I'm sorry, James. So we're heading towards the coast and we get tired very quickly. I'm going to assume that I get tired after about an hour's worth of walking, which takes about 2 seconds in this game. So I then decide that it's time to light up the Catherine wheel. I think it's time to do that.
Light her up.
Well, I'm going to hold on to one side and the Buckingham Palace Guard is going to hold on to the other side. I'm holding a tray of fortune cookies in between us. And for courage, go on.
Unfortunately, you find out that the cast of Downton Abbey have been using it for drinking games, and the Catherine wheel is damp, and it won't fire off until it's dried.
Oh, that's tricky. Okay, the Buckingham Palace guard carries a rifle with him, which I assume has got some extra gunpowder in it.
Just in case.
Well, exactly. I assume it's loaded. So I'm going to use some of that extra gunpowder in order to give it the spark that it needs in order to light.
Very nice.
The dampness will evaporate off quickly. It just needed that little bit of extra oomph behind it. Once we got it started, we're basically spinning around on the ground. Both of us, the Buckingham Palace guards, they often stand with their feet like completely outwards, like a penguin almost. Is that something I'm making
up?
I think they do. I'll allow it. And he's taught me how to do that as well. And that means that we've got pivots against which our legs can rest either side of us.
This is just physics in action here. 1 minute left.
Well, A Little Bit Racy is all about physics. So we're spinning around using the Catherine wheel to project ourselves across the rest of America. We hit the coast go right through the coast, and then we land in the water, which is going to extinguish the Catherine reel.
And yeah. make some very damp fortune cookies.
Indeed. Indeed. I managed to cram many of the fortune cookies into the pocket of a waterproof jacket I happen to be wearing. But the rest are lost to the... Yes.
Unfortunately, the Buckingham Palace guard reads one of the fortune cookies, and his bleak outlook in life gives him despair, and he doesn't want to move anymore.
What did that say? Wow. 10 seconds left. Situation. I don't think your fortune is looking particularly good.
Okay, well, you know, I give him the rest of the fortunes and say that one of them is bound to be good. He manages to read the rest of them as I drag him across the ocean for however far 10 seconds will get me.
Probably more ocean. Okay, more David ocean. Riley.
Stranded in the middle of the ocean.
It was a good attempt, but now we're going to have Pip attempting round one. Your object is... that bottle of Bailey's that your mum always gets out at New Year's.
Ah, that one.
Your companion is the year of the monkey's official mascot, a monkey. Your mode of transport is a conga line, and you are starting, helping Eamon Holmes come up with a New Year's resolution in Andorra. So, best of luck to you, Pip, and best of luck to you, Wiley, trying to stop him. Pip, your time starts now.
So we're in Eamon Holmes's luxurious Andorran pad. Me and the monkey Jojo are attempting to help him come up with some New Year's resolutions. I keep saying one of them should be better to your wife when you're presenting shows together. He isn't really going for that. He keeps saying something about Manchester United or some rubbish. But then unfortunately this situation in Washington, wasn't it? Yeah, the Oval Office kicks off. So it's like, Eamon, I'll text you some ideas. Please think about your wife. We have to go.
He has opted to only let you leave if you leave the Baileys behind with him. Because he's partial to a bit of Baileys, as I already know.
Okay, well, I give him a little bit of the Baileys. I mean, most of the Baileys have just solidified in the bottle.
Years and
it
years.
Does get taken out every year, I
well,
suppose.
Well, yes, and it's matured into such an alcoholic content that he drinks it and he instantly just passes out straight away from one sip. Because this is a really old bottle.
Wow, hardcore stuff.
So Jojo jumps on my back. I grab the Baileys. We pass onto the local conga line that is endorsed in Andorra. It's an Andorranese conga line. It's like their bus routes. That's how they get around. I know. I'm a man of the world. I know this. So we start up north. And we go through into France. Mm-hmm. And we conga line all around the south of France. It's beautiful. The French... music is conga line going.
Ah, famous French music.
Famous French music. And then we keep going through. We go through into the north of Europe. We go through the like the Netherlands and Sweden and all the Nordic countries. And then we come across Vikings. Well, yeah, they're probably like drunk out of their mind from raiding and pillaging. They join on the conga line too. Come on, boys! Let's do this!
Your conga line doesn't have enough energy to keep going, though.
I replace my... like half of the conga line, like the other half picks them up, and we boost the conga line with the Vikings. So we are now a heavily armored, drunk conga line.
1 minute to go
through the north of Europe. We get to Russia, and again the Vikings are just like run conga lining all the way through the ice and snow, and then we make it to it's Alaska St. that borders Peterson? That one. Is it Alaska,
Alaska?
That's frozen over? And
Alaska is a state in America.
Yeah, but it joins up to Russia over the winter.
It joins up to Canada.
Which you're not going that way. You're going to India. You're going to Taj Mahal.
Oh, in that case, sod that. We're going somewhere else. In that case, we quickly go north. Again, we're a drunk conga line. We don't know where we're going. We eventually work it out. We follow the sun. We go through all the Himalayas and the mountains, and we finally make it to India.
You're going too fast for me.
You can't stop this conga line, man.
Okay, you encounter officials at the border between China and India who are slightly concerned that you're trying to drag in an armored conga line. They believe it to be some sort of advanced weaponry.
10 seconds left.
Okay, well, I convinced the Vikings to leave the weapons on the border on the promise that we can get them on the way back out. I also give the border patrol some Baileys, which knocks them out. Jojo and me just power on straight through to the Taj Mahal.
Excellent. Pip Mason. Excellent stuff from our first pair there. We're now moving swiftly on to our second pair, and going first will be Tama. You have with you as your object a year's supply of 2016 calendars.
Fantastic.
Your companion is a group of rowdy drunks from the local pub. Your mode of transport is a limousine that runs on champagne. And your starting point is doing the splits on the Meridian Line at the observatory in Ghana. So, best of luck to you. Your time starts now.
Okay, so I'm starting off with the splits. Presumably, I'm an acrobat. So, I'm going to use my bodily abilities and my cleverness of mind to jump back into 2015.
Time travel.
Exactly. Go that way over the Meridian Line. And then I've got this limousine and I've got these drunks. And so, what I do is I turn to the drunks and I say, guys, I'm going to need a supply of champagne for my limo. They just get that for me because I have tricked them by giving them all a 2016 calendar with a from the Hollyoaks collection. So they're just doing everything I say right now.
Discombobulating.
Exactly.
The only problem is that disorder has broken out among the ranks of drunk people over the whole 2015-2016 Meridian Line thing, which has resulted in fights. People are just questioning the very fabric of what time is. They're wondering... It's a really existential bar fight, is what I'm saying.
Okay, in that case, what I do is I get a couple of the calendars, because I've got so many of them, and I just use them to knock out the person who is making the main cause of the problems.
There's always a ringleader.
There is a ringleader. So I knock him, and then I, because they're all so drunk, I just kind of do a weird dance to distract them, and then they stop thinking existentially and just start thinking about the dance moves, and then we all dance, and then they dance back to get the champagne.
back on target.
And then we all basically, and then I... The ones who are more kind of more in their right minds,
with it, yeah.
I put them in the car with me just in case I need them as henchmen, and then we just get going. So we start driving north through Africa. It's quite hot, so we've got the windows down. We're just having a flick through some of the Cliff Richard pics on one of the calendars for entertainment. And then we're basically just heading north. And next stop,
you get stopped at a border checkpoint where they ask you to declare any alcohol in the car.
Okay, right. This is where university training comes in handy. So we've got some straws. We are straw-pedoing all of the remaining champagne. And then the only champagne still left is that in the engine.
1 minute left.
Okay. You're now extremely pissed.
Extremely pissed. Luckily, one of the other drunks who has got a 2p coin under his chin, so he gets away with driving it. And then luckily it has these wheels that turns it into a submarine. So the wheels go in. This limo has
it's champagne
wheels.
Powered. We're allowing it.
Champagne powered limo wheels. And so then it could just set sail through to the Mediterranean, and now we're just bobbing along. Yeah. So what we're gonna do is get to the other side of the Mediterranean, then start driving that other way back towards
India,
Sri Lanka.
Well.
Yeah. So we're taking a bit of a detour, but it's because we went into 2015. We've got to go back to get back again.
The drunks now want to stop for food.
Okay, right. Drive through 24-hour McDonald's, couple of cheeseburgers.
10 seconds left.
Just a ticket, and then we just get all of the rest. They blow the champagne back out. They throw up the champagne into the petrol thing, and then it just gives all that extra power to speed to the finish line. It's like
congratulations. Come aboard, Ben. Excellent stuff. Oh, by the skin of your teeth. All right, well, now we're going to have Tom attempt round one. You have with you as your object a big wad of free kiss vouchers.
I'm sure people will lap those up.
Your companion is Jules Holland.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Your mode of transport is 2016 worker ants.
I like my insects in specific numbers. So that's good.
And your starting point is hanging perilously onto the minute hand of Big Ben as it strikes midnight in London, United Kingdom. So best of luck to you, Tom, and best of luck to you, Tamer, trying to stop him. Tom, your time starts now.
Okay, so I send out my army of ants, and I will refer to them as an army, because when else can you ever say that you have an army of ants, to go and steal lengths of rope from, millets. Obviously, it's closed because it's New Year's Eve, but they can get through the vents, drag out the rope, carry it up to me and Jules, who rappel down Big Ben, and then set off towards the Thames, where we commandeer a luxury yacht, because being with Jules Holland on New Year's Eve just gives you the privilege of stealing luxury. I turn up just like, this is official Hootenanny business, you're going to have to evacuate.
Jules Holland has been commandeered to perform an emergency piece of music for the celebrators.
Okay, well, thankfully, this yacht is so luxurious, it has a recording studio in it. So we're like, right, we're going to improv this as we sail there. So we head down, we call around, get a few people on Skype set up. Like, there probably won't be any loss in audio quality from that. And we record, like, an amazing swing song. It's got everyone. It's got Michael Bublé playing a sitar. It's got, like... I can't even begin to describe. Carla Bruni is there, if anyone remembers. So as we're, like, sailing along, we're kind of releasing number ones. We're actually managing to live stream the Hootenanny to the thing. It's actually great. I don't even know why I'm going to interview.
Okay, the Hootenanny has become so powerful that it is actually that it shocked the engine of the yacht into it's half broken.
Okay, so I break into all of Jules Holland's spare tuxedos and rig them up as giant sails, really classy looking sails. I basically become like the New Year's version of Father Christmas, spreading goodwill and booze to all people that I come ashore at on my way around to India. When we finally get to India, I use the worker ants to basically kind of fashion me like a... I don't want to say a throne, because it makes me sound like it's all gone to my head, having, like, Jules Holland and ants, but basically a mobile ant throne that I use...
I'll allow it. 1 minute left.
Kind of work my way through India. Obviously, like, if we come to any kind of mountainous regions, then ants are fairly all-terrain.
The problem is with the ants is that because of all the celebrations that have gone on, they themselves have taken in such a large amount of sweet, sweet alcohol that now they are not functioning as a team and they're all walking in the opposite directions.
I'll have to stop by a coffee shop. You get plenty of coffee shops in like the Himalayas. It's totally fine. There's a Starbucks everywhere now. There's a Jerry Seinfeld whip from 1994. So I get them some coffee to sober them up, which actually gives them like increased speed. So the ants are now just powering me. Jules Holland is having to run behind.
So basically what's happened is the ants have got so up on the caffeine, they've just gone mental and they now are hungry for Jules Holland's blood. So you have to decide between your companion and your destination. What are you going to do?
And you have 10 seconds left.
Oh my God, this is so... I'm sorry, Jules. Sacrifices have to be made.
I almost feel like we should end it there. Harrowing stuff at the end there. Fantastic work from both pairs in round one, but we are now going to find out the winners and then move on to round two. And those two winners are Pip and Tamer. Congratulations. Now we move on to round two. In this round, the winning panelists must improvise their way to a whole new destination. They may use their object, companion, and mode of transport again, but this time they are allowed to dispose of them if they wish. However, the defeated panelists will try and stop them once again, this time using their own object, companion, and mode of transportation to improvise obstacles in order to prevent them from becoming the presidential party pissed up person procurer. So let's see what the challenge is in round two. You arrive at the Taj Mahal to discover Hillary Clinton drunkenly snogging Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump behind some bins. Ew. You wrench them apart just as Hillary's phone rings. The president wants to FaceTime. He explains that he considers neither of them as a suitable replacement for him and, embittered that his tenure can only last 8 years under current American law, intends to use footage of them to scupper both of their chances. As he starts to explain phase two, the video cuts out, saying connection lost. Confused, you recall a fuzzy memory of Queen Elizabeth spilling Jägermeister on the Virgin Media Superhub. Given that Obama now has to upload the footage using his clunky 3G, you estimate you have about 3 minutes to get to the White House and hit the cancel button. So, attempting the challenge first will be Pip, who, just to remind everyone, has with him his bottle of Baileys, his monkey mascot, and his conga line. But Wiley would now be trying to stop him using his tray of fortune cookies, a Buckingham Palace guard, and a Catherine wheel. So, best of luck to you trying to get to the White House to hit that cancel button. Pip, your time starts now.
Right, so after wrenching those two apart and just, you know, smashing Donald Trump in the face with a bottle of Baileys, because why not?
And the winner of tonight's...
Okay, it's time to get the conga line going. We get the rhythm going again, and we power on from the Taj Mahal. We'll take Hillary with us, because why not? She's probably drunk enough to get us there. We managed to get all the Vikings' weapons back on the border. We've got Baileys. We've got weapons. We're going strong. We go north, back
up
to...
In the meantime, I have taken all of my soggy stuff out of the ocean from where I was stranded at the end of round one. I've managed to dry off the Catherine wheel and reload it with more gunpowder from my Buckingham Palace guard's little gun. He fires into it, starts it off, and I set it cartwheeling across, knocking down every single person in your conga line.
Okay, wow. Right. Well, most of them are drunk. We'll leave them. You know, they were good for a run. However, the Vikings, because, you know, I'm sure... they're fine.
It hits the Viking shield and bounces off. I mean,
yeah, because they formed a shield wall, yeah, so they're fine.
Yeah,
fine. We just charge through the fireworks and we continue north.
No, it's fireworks. I only have one.
You only have one.
Firework.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
And we plough on north through the mountains. We get to Russia. We again plough through the snow.
You're liking Russia.
I love Russia. It's something.
It's the place to be.
It's the place to be.
You come across a mysterious vendor in St. Petersburg. It's me.
Spoilers.
I'll offer you a free fortune cookie. Would you like to know what it says?
Well, firstly, it's not very mysterious if you just say it's you.
You recognise me. And you know it can only be one person.
And secondly, I subscribe to the Terminator 2 theory, which is there's no fate but what I make. So your fortune cookies have no effect on me, sir.
Be damned.
And I plough through.
I had a really good fortune as well.
That's fine, don't worry. So I'm there with my Viking buddies. I leave them at the Russian border. They just chuck us over into Alaska.
There is a really a connecting tissue here. I don't know where you've dreamed this up. There is a bit of water between.
Because there's a bit of water between them. So me and Jojo, and we just...
your monkey.
We break off an iceberg.
1 minute left.
You break off an iceberg.
Yeah, Vikings, dude. Vikings.
I keep forgetting about the... Vikings are no match for rifle power. From my palace guard.
Okay, I throw Jojo at the palace guard. He has sex with his face. And that distracts him.
The palace guard strangely enjoys that.
Good, we'll leave them to it. It's
yeah,
fine.
No, so I'm happy to.
I'm just there with my bottle of Baileys. And I'm on this iceberg. And I reach Alaska. And then from Alaska, I just... For the warrants of like warming incredibly alcoholic Baileys, I managed to hitch rides all the way to the White House.
A very out of breath me is just like sprawled across the White House. I don't have my Catherine wheel because that's been used up. My palace guard's gone, but I just throw fortune cookies at you, just hoping it'll...
10 seconds left. Okay. How will you stop him?
I managed to dodge out of the way. I grab you, throw you to Secret Service, and they just have their way with you. And then I run and I manage to hit the super hub and turn it off just in time.
Hey, Kim Mason. A stirring effort from Wiley.
I feel like that ending was a bit unnecessary, but okay.
Fantastic stuff from our first pair in round two. We're now moving swiftly onto our second pair. Congratulations, Tama, for winning the first round. You have with you a year's supply of 2016 calendars, your rowdy drunks, and your limousine powered by champagne. Tom, you're now trying to stop her using your free kiss vouchers. Remember you have those.
I do, yeah.
Jules Holland, who may be dead, and 2016 worker ants. So... best of luck to you, Tama. Your time starts now.
Okay, so as I arrive, the scene is just in... there's a crazy stuff is going on. Donald Trump is on the floor. He has been attacked with some kind of a bottle of Baileys. just thinking, God, I've got here a bit late, but there's still time. And so I just say, don't worry, Hillary. And I turn to my drunks. I say, right, guys, restock, because we're at a party. So they grab everything they can see, and we head back to the limousine, refuel, jump in, we're on the road.
The thing that you don't realise is that like almost skeletal, like anteaten Jules Holland is clinging to the bottom of the limousine, like your worst nightmares.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so basically I turn to Frank, who is the head of the drunks,
head
and I
drunk.
Say head drunk, and I say, Frank, look, here is the time we get when it's okay for the brawling to start happening. So I let Frank hang out of the window, and he uses one of the calendars from Jules Holland's past to remind him what he used to be. and this devastates Jules Holland so much that he just loses the power of his grip and he falls. And we're through something.
I'm impressed he had grip in the first place, to be honest.
Oh, then we're speeding. Yeah, okay. So, and then basically we start singing because it's a celebratory kind of feeling. The drunks are all happy. We've made it all the way up through the east. We're heading through Europe, and then we're gonna have a stop when we get to France.
I've sneakily put worker ants, not all of them. I mean, there's no need to go crazy. I have over 2,000, about 500 or so worker ants into the engine of the car that are, like, sabotaging it with their pincers.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay, so what we're now going to do is we've got to get out of this limousine. We've got to get out of this. But it's okay because we're at the Channel Tunnel. And what we're going to do is I'm going to use my drunks as actually transport. So I'm going to use them. I'm just going to get on one of their shoulders and we're going to carry on drunken dancing through the Channel Tunnel to England where we can make some new plans.
1 minute left.
To distract people, I do the whole thing where you throw money off the roof, but instead I'm throwing free kiss vouchers and everyone is just freaking out. They're like, oh, Jesus, why is there a sweaty man on the roof trying to kiss everybody? It's New Year's, I guess.
Oh, God, okay, so right, so that means the drunken men have all been distracted. So they've now got what they want. It's just a sign. I don't know why they're all men, actually, but they all seem to be men. So they've gone, but it's okay because I've still got about half of my stack of calendars and I use them to create a kind of raft and I just get on it and I set sail for America.
Yes.
One emergency last ditch measure, I try and follow you in a raft made of my remaining worker ants, which to be honest probably sinks right away because ants aren't particularly waterproof.
10 seconds left.
Okay, I'm just trying really hard to go fast, but then we join forces and we decide that it's more important to get to Obama, and then we work together.
I'm okay with that. I'm not a hateful guy.
Come on, Broadbent. Oh, peace and love in 2016. I love it.
After all of that flesh-eating ant stuff.
Fantastic stuff from both pairs in round two. But now it is time to find out the conclusion of tonight's tale. And of course, who is the winner of this A Little Bit Racy? You get to the White House and tap the cancel button just as the upload reaches 99%. Yes, you are sure you want to cancel this upload. Obama breaks down, realizing the severity of his actions.
A president that resorts to this level of immaturity deserves to be president no longer, he says, passing a cursory glance to an unconscious George W. Bush.
You convince him to finish his term in office, whereupon he admits he'll be happy to hand over power to either of his democratically elected peers. But not Bernie Sanders. Never Bernie Sanders. And it is you, our winner tonight, Pitt Mason!
Well, that's all we got time for. I'd like to thank tonight's panelists, David Wiley, Pitt Mason, Tamar Broadbent, and Tom Harrison. I've been your host, James Cottle, and I can now start using my 2016 voice.
See you next time, and have a happy new year!
If you enjoyed A Little Bit Racy and would like to find out more, follow us on Twitter at A Little Bit Racy and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Little Bit Racy.